We welcome Kevin Murphy to the post-match interviews. Kevin, you just scored five and get 3 points in the bag. How does it feel?
Yeah, delighted. Obviously, I spoke to you at half-time. We're disappointed in our first half performance. We spoke to the girls knew what kind of was going wrong and how they had to go about fixing it. They certainly did that in the second half, and that was obviously kind of shown by the five goals. And then it was kind of a comfortable victory.
Possession-wise, second half looked a lot more comfortable than the first. You kind of dominated the ball. Is that obviously pleasing for you as a coach?
Yeah, we spoke about that at half-time. It was our movement off the ball was most important and the willingness to actually get on it. So the second half, that showed. We spoke to them at the end of the game and we contrast the first half to the second half, and that's what they were saying, the movement off the ball, the willingness to get on the ball made such a difference in the second half, and that's what we need, obviously, moving forward for the remainder of the season.
We've talked at length in for the whole of the season, really, about key combinations, and Crilly to McCulloch was a key combination today. Two goals came out of that. I take it you're very pleased with the girls' contribution?
Yeah, both players played really well. You know, we're expecting all the two of them are quality players, so we expect that from them week in, week out. But a bit of a cliche, I'm kind of good with my cliches, but it isn't just about individuals, it's about the team. In the first half, we were quite disjointed as a team, but I thought second half, as a unit, we worked so well. And you can see that when we work together as a team, we are a force to be reckoned with.
And a little word about the two girls making their debut today, Ainsley Douglas and Claire Gemmell.
Yeah, spoke to you obviously earlier on about the two players. They are quality players. Ainsley is just came in seamlessly. The transition with her coming in has been great. Claire, as we know, has got class. You've seen that with some of her passes and threading through to our attackers. It was great. And we're welcome additions to the squad.
As ever, it's just back to the grind tomorrow, though, as we build for another match. It's the Cup away to Stonehaven next week. Are you looking forward to the road trip?
A long trip north. Obviously, in the home, in Cup competitions, you want a home tie. There's no doubt about that. However, that's the beauty of the Cup. So we go to Stonehaven. Don't know too much about them. I know where they're sitting in the league and they've got a game today, so I'll try to find out some information regarding that. But we have to treat them with respect, as we do all. Opposition, you look at them, second division, people might think, oh, that's an easy one for us, but we're certainly not taking it lightly.
Just last question. You get a huge squad, as we saw today. Is this going to be an opportunity next week to maybe get some of them involved?
Yeah, I spoke to the squad. It's a large squad and competition's high. I've been quite open and honest to say that every player in the squad will get their chance if they're willing to commit to training and commit to, obviously, our philosophy of play. And if they'll do that, they'll get an opportunity. So next week may be an opportunity to kind of tinker with one or two positions, but we don't want to change it too much, obviously, because we've got a winning formula.
Kevin, thanks very much for joining us. We'll speak to you during the week.
Thanks.